The barrage of distractions in our lives is nothing if not consistent. Distractions manage to do two things really well. First, they make us promises. Yes, some distractions annoy and bother us, but most of the time, we're able to ignore or decline them in favor of what we want. The distractions I want to focus on fall into another category. These are the distractions that offer us something we want, at least in that moment. They promise us something that we find pleasurable or that helps us cope through a difficult challenge. Second, they deliver on their promises. And unlike the classic Ja Rule and Ashanti song, they are both always there when you call and always on time. You can bank on the fact that distractions will always be there, doing exactly what they say they will do. Distractions make good on their promises even when those promises are quite empty. They may succeed at gaining our attention or demanding that we listen or look, but most of the time they don't have much substance to them. The promise behind many of the distractions in our lives is simple. If you pay attention to me, I promise you'll stop thinking about whatever you were thinking about. Again, that's what distractions do. They take your mind off whatever your mind was focused on, and that's about all they have to offer. They don't necessarily give you something better to think about or focus on. They don't make you better. They don't lead you somewhere intentionally. They're quick fixes, short-term solutions for momentary escapes from this life. Not every distraction is bad or wrong. Many of them are helpful in a limited way. The truth is that we cannot focus intently on serious matters every moment of every day. Sometimes we need a break. The simple definition of a distraction is something that prevents someone from giving full attention to something else. Obviously, many things fall into that category of something else. And while many unproductive things distract us from important matters, some wonderful things we give our attention to keep us from giving our full attention to something else. Here are some examples of what I mean by a positive distraction. A thirst for learning that keeps talk radio on all the time. A desire to be healthy and fit that keeps you fascinated with your health. A drive to achieve that keeps you working hard. Do you see what I mean? None of these distractions are bad, but they all have the potential to be dangerous. Why? Well, because they do just what they were designed to do. When we give our attention to anything, it will draw us away from something else. And that means that even good things like wanting to learn or wanting to be healthy can become distractions. It all depends on what you actually need to be focused on right now. And therein lies the great problem in defining a distraction. Anything can be a distraction if it keeps us from the things we most need in order to be healthy and purposeful in every dimension of life. And this means that even good things can become problems. What all distractions have in common is their ability to mask or hide those deeper needs. Distractions keep us from focusing on what's really driving us, the desires, emotions, motives, and needs that lie beneath the surface. A need for sleep. My wife and I are huge fans of white noise. And we love white noise machines. Specifically, I support heavy rain pouring, blowing wind, and brown noise. Those are far and away the best forms of soothing noise for getting optimal sleep, in my humble opinion. Whenever the topic comes up with my friends, I ask...